This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Most people would agree with the psalmist when he says in Psalm 53:1, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God." But would they agree with the last phrase of verse 1? "There is no one who does good." Not just, "There are many who do not do good." It says here, "There is no one who does good." If you're not sure you agree with this, listen to verse 2. God looks down on the sons of men to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. What do you think God finds? Does anyone understand him? Does anyone seek after him? For the answer, read verse 3. "Everyone has turned away. They have together become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one." What a devastating indictment. This is in agreement with what Paul says in Romans 3:23, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." In fact, earlier in Romans 3, Paul quotes from this very psalm as the basis for his argument that all have sinned and come short of God's glory. It's not just the fool who says there is no God, who is sinful, wicked, and separated from God. All of us are in desperate need because we are all sinners, separated from God. We need a Savior. Jesus is God's only provision for this desperate need we all have. He is the one, the only mediator between God and us. Let me encourage you to turn to him and trust in him with all your heart right now, trusting what Paul declared in Romans 6:23, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord."